Welcome to our show here today, guys. It's Monday. It's the 30th of September. And then tomorrow we're on into our October shows. And I came down with a cold. You know, for all of you guys that were at the Theater West on Saturday night, thank you. It was a great show. We had a great time, a great show. People were laughing. People enjoyed it. We did a big Q&A afterwards. The place was sold out. Thank you, Matt Groening, for showing up. God, we've known Matt for years. In fact, when I first started doing the radio show, we got invited to a table read of The Simpsons. He was there. It was great to see you, Matt. Thank you. And lots of people, all of you guys, Sue Price was there. We saw Joey Pancetti there. We saw lots of the BSBs. It was a fun night. I thank you all for attending and being there. And we'll do it again. So a lot of people are asking, are you going to do it in Miami? That sounds like a good idea to me, a Miami show, maybe a New York City show. It went that well. And I want to thank specifically Jonah Weiland. Jonah was my producer at KFI for years, and I think 2-3 years. And Jonah is now in the theatrical world himself. He's a member of a couple of theater companies. He's acting, but he's also directing, and he directed this show for me. And I'll tell you, it was phenomenal having him there. He knew what to say. He knew how to get the best out of me. He knew how to guide this thing. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate it. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate it. And the fact that we got together, working again together after 25 years, was just some kind of simpatico, man. I don't know, something magical. So having said all of that, why don't we just dig right in there and do our show for today? This is the last of our, it's the last of our September shows, and it's the Chef Carl Cedilia Show. This is a show from actually 2022. Chef Cedilia tries to prepare a salmon recipe with, quote, Ted breathing down his neck, end quote. Let's check this out on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We're about to go where? We're about to go into the studios. I'm so used to going into Phil Hendry's studio. And we're going into the kitchen. We're going into the kitchen, the executive kitchen of me, Chef Carl Cedilia. It's in Tensa, Beverly Hills. You're absolutely right. In Tensa, Beverly Hills, you have to understand, in my kitchen, and I mean this, I don't mean any offense, but in my kitchen, even God takes a back seat.
Wow. So you are that confident, huh?
Yes, I am. And you know, because you, I work for you, and I should say I work with you.
Well, no, you work for me.
No, but I work with you. I'm more comfortable with that.
As if you're a partner.
I know what you're going to say. No, I'm not a partner, but I am paid commensurate with my ability by Ted Bell, and I think you don't have any complaints.
No, we've got a very loyal customer base. Everybody loves what you do, Chef Cedilia, and today we're going to be debuting, folks, something called
the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour, and I will be preparing something that I enjoy immensely.
And this is going to be your salmon dish.
This is going to be, on behalf of Phil Hendry, this is a dish that I have prepared for him. I created this for Phil. And we're going to share it with the world. It is our DASH diet salmon dish for hypertension, for just being uptight and just...
This is a salmon dish that's going to just relax you.
It's a CS. Believe it or not, it is. It's a salmon dish that relaxes you. And however much you want to read into that something...
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything. I saw one of your eyebrows arch.
Okay, when you said... It's a salmon dish that relaxes you. Can we take this again? We can't. We're running live. I tell you what, let's just get going, folks.
What is the name of the show?
The Chef Carl Cedilia Hour.
And it's not really an hour, is it?
Well, who knows? Let's see what we're going to do. We're going to go into the studios here. Into the kitchen of Ted's in Beverly Hills. I'm very proud of this. Carl Cedilia Hour.
3, 2, 1.
Ready on the set.
Time now for the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour in 3, 2, 1, go. Go. 3, there it is.
And welcome, everybody, to the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour. And you can tell the announcer...
the post.
Don't worry, I'll tell them if they hit the post or not. And so welcome. We're live, that's for sure, here. And we are here in the kitchens of Ted's of Beverly Hills, my restaurant here in Beverly Hills, California. And along with me is the wonderful Chef Carl Cedilia. And I'll tell you something, Chef, I am excited about being here with you.
Well, I'm excited about being here, and let's just bring everybody on into the kitchen right now if we can, because here on the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour, we are going to roll out a dish, as I mentioned, that I like very much.
Now, you created this for Phil Hendry, why is that?
Well, Phil, along with a great many American men, is hypertensed, he's under a lot of pressure, he's got nothing but work, slaving. Just, I can identify, to be honest with you.
So he's not handling it well.
It's not about handling it well. It's just, there are people leaning on him and crawling all over him morning, noon, and night until he can't breathe.
Why are you angry?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be angry.
You're identifying with that, aren't you?
Yeah, in a way, but I'm not saying that my work here at Ted's of Beverly Hills is difficult. No, this is the joy of my life cooking, and today I'm going to show you a wonderful dish. This is a salmon dish, and salmon has those wonderful omega oils, and, you know, omega oils.
Well, you're looking at me expectantly as if should I know what that is?
I think so. These are this is a wonderful discovery by nutritionists and doctors. The omega oils help keep the blood flowing freely, keeping one from, you know, getting the, whatever you call it, the
high blood pressure.
That's it, yeah.
So, now the DASH diet, do you know what that stands for?
No, I do not, and I'd rather not.
Nonetheless, this is a great dish, and today here on Chef Carl Cedilia, the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour, we're going to be learning how to make this delicious salmon dish, and it's all for you.
3, 2, 1, go.
Joey, forget it. You're not going to hit
the point. 3, 2, 1, go.
He's not going to hit the post. What is it with you, man? So we're back. So we're back here on the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour with me, Ted Bell. We're here in the restaurant at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're walking out here into the dining area. And let's get back into the kitchen here.
Anyway, here is our kitchen. And so everybody very, very busy here. There's Charlene and Terrell. They're both working in the Rudy Pinoza prime rib room. And then, of course, we have Jake, Henri, Fishbeck. And Fishbeck, is that his first name?
Yeah.
How you doing, Fishbeck?
Yeah, how's it going?
These are all the waiters. You know these guys. You hired them.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
And so they're here to pick up the orders. What's the big, what's the most popular thing tonight, Fishbeck?
Probably the hamster. I'm just joking around.
Don't screw around.
I'm sorry. The oysters on a half shell, and everybody loves, of course, the T-bone. Tender as a mother's heart.
So the T-bone of the oysters on the half shell.
Isn't that interesting, though? We've got it all here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and tonight we're going to be talking about a fish dish. You know, I serve fish in the restaurant only reluctantly because I felt because we're a steakhouse, we should be about red meat, steak, you know.
And it is true, but there are a lot of people that come into restaurants that can't eat red meat or don't prefer to eat red meat for whatever reason. We don't have to talk about that right now.
We
don't have to talk about that right now. And so we do have a variety. We have swordfish here. We do a beautiful mahi-mahi. We, of course, have our marvelous... swordfish steaks, as I mentioned, mahi-mahi, what else?
Swordfish, mahi-mahi,
and swordfish.
So we have two...
No, we have more than that. The tuna.
Well, mahi-mahi is porpoise?
No, it's not.
Okay, well, no, you're right. It's dolphin. It's not... That's a ridiculous thing to say. It is dolphin. It's not... We're not going to start again, but... No, okay, so dolphin, that's what it is, yeah.
We'll be back to the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour right after this. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Since 1971, when Ted Sr. opened the place, they've been providing the people of Beverly Hills and beyond class, style, great cuisine. The Art Arfons trio holds forth in the prime rib room, no, not the land speed racer, a different Art Arfons, and also, of course, the great food, our happy hour bar, and great sporting events. We pride ourselves as Rudy Canoza welcomes you. Hello, this is Rudy Canoza. Come into the prime rib room. I'll pour you a drink, and if you're of the female persuasion, we make the ladies feel welcome.
At Ted's of Beverly Hills, they serve people the old-fashioned way. They care about where your food has been before it reaches your table. Ted's of Beverly Hills, in Beverly Hills, California.
Hi, I'm Ted Bell. Come on in. Treat yourself to a class act, a class environment. Great food, wonderful people, friendly faces, like mine.
Ted Bell. Ted Bell has an overbite, which might disturb some people. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in today. 3, 2, 1, go.
God damn it. You hit the post on that thing. And welcome back here to the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour, here with me, Ted Bell, and Chef Carl Cedilia here at the restaurant that I own that bears my name as well as my father's name. Ted's of Beverly Hills, let's return into the kitchen now with Chef. Chef Chedilia, there you are.
Yeah, well, I never left. Yes, we're serving up a lot of fish. We're talking about fish.
Yeah, talking about fish and how we have swordfish.
We've got sword. I just looked at the menu. We have, besides the shellfish, which we have a beautiful array of Maine lobster, we have the local California lobster, which is a smaller lobster, but nonetheless very tasty. And, of course, we have our clams casino, oysters on the half shell, you know. And
just anything in a shell.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for me to come out of my shell. I don't want to be first up on the hors d'oeuvre tray, you know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Let's cut to the horse. We're going to talk about salmon.
Yes, this is a salmon dish for the 985th time.
What is that?
This is beer.
Oh, you drink on the job.
You know, I don't consider it drinking on the job. As an executive chef, I am continually sampling our wares. Some nights we have an open bottle of Sauvignon Blanc. Or we have a Chardonnay.
But you guys, you are drinking.
I'm having a beer. And why am I doing that? Because I'm savoring this beautiful, delectable Heineken Red Star. I love this. This is a nice one. We also have some of the beautiful microbrews. We have Steam Anchor and some of these things. So,
sounds very nice.
Let me just go ahead and, yeah. I'll tell you, I can't get by without my beer.
So I respect you, Chef. God knows your reputation precedes itself. But every night you drink beer while you're working here in my...
Every night I have a beer, Ted, yes. While I'm working here in your...
All right, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
So let's take a look now and look at this beautiful salmon here.
Oh, God, look at that. Now, that's sockeye salmon.
These are four beautiful salmon fillets. And these salmon fillets, I will just throw some Mrs. Dash on there.
Now, Mrs. Dash, has she got anything to do with...
Well, it's not really a she. This is a beautiful spice that came out of the 1960s that has no salt. And so you use this very beautifully.
Look at that. There is the table variety. There is different varieties.
Yes, there's a chipotle. This is kind of a hot one. And we're going to use a little bit of that. Because this salmon that I'm cooking is, Phil is out in the restaurant right now. We're going to be serving it to him.
Well, okay, so is this just made for Phil Hendry?
This particular dish is just made for Phil Hendry, yes.
And I imagine people could come in and order this.
Yes, once we put it on the menu. It's not on the menu yet. This is for Mr. Hendry. And the chipotle seasoning, we'll use a little bit of lemon juice. Now I'm putting this on the grill.
Now, I noticed that you have a grilling basket. Is that it?
Yes, why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. I was laughing at the idea of a grilling basket. Aren't they all? But go ahead. Oh, he's taking a sip of his beer.
Yes, I am. And I want people to know something. Oh, yeah.
Can I have a sip?
No, you may not. Not if you're calling me an alcoholic.
That is uncalled for. That's what you're inferring when you said you drink every night. All right, I'm sorry. May I?
No. No, you may not.
You know, it's my restaurant.
Go ahead. So we're going to put this onto the grill right now.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah.
Yes, isn't that delicious?
It looks delicious, I'll tell you that.
And we've got a little bit of a broth that is brewing here on the grill as well, but you can see the salmon now comfortably laying in that basket. We'll give it a little bit of...
How about if we put some of this...
Please don't do that. Don't ever do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't ever do that.
I'm sorry. I really... folks, this is Chef Carl Chedilia's kitchen... And as I said,
even God takes a...
You know what, I've been a little bit too much of a smartass here, and I apologize for that, Chef, but...
No, it's all right. I reacted very strongly, and folks, I'm sure, those of you out there who are chefs, or if you think you're a chef, I don't know if you really are or not, that's, I suppose that's up to... Well, it may be up to you and God Almighty. It's a silly thing to say, but nonetheless. But what I'm trying to say to you here is that in the kitchen...
The chef rules the roost. I understand that entirely, Chef Chedilia. This is Ted Bell along with Chef Carl Chedilia as we are making Chef's Special. What would you call this?
I guess I would call this Salmon de la Hendry, or Hendry's Salmon.
And that's a term. How do you keep that term from becoming...
What a dick.
Okay, that's...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Okay, I'll ask it again. How do you keep that term from becoming... a euphemism or a nom de plume for a guy's
You know, I'd like to ask you a question right now, Ted. Why ask me to do a show like this if it's going to be vulgar?
Because we're trying to reach a younger, and excuse me, folks, for sort of talking over your heads. We're trying to reach a younger, and in other words, saying Henry Salmon is the name, the same thing as saying some guy's dick. Hey, why don't you pull out your Henry Salmon? No, I didn't say that at all. You're the one that used the dick word.
Roll again.
I said to roll again!
Ready on set. 3, 2, 1. Yeah. Hit the post for crazy. 3, 2.
Don't forget it. Just do it.
Yeah. It's the Chef Carl Cedilia Hour with me, Ted Bell, and the great Chef Carl Cedilia from the kitchen, the executive kitchens of Ted's of Beverly Hills here in Beverly Hills, California. We're out here in the main restaurant, but we're going to go inside to the kitchen right now where our good friend Chef Carl Cedilia is cooking and making things happen. And Chef, you're cooking what?
I'm cooking something called Henry's Salmon. The reason why it's called that is because I'm making it specifically for Phil, who's out of the dining area right now, awaiting Henry's Salmon. And you can see it's in the basket here.
Now, those fillets, is that salmon?
No, it's...
I'm sorry, it's a stupid question. Yes.
Yes, it's salmon. And you can see I'm throwing a little bit of Mrs. Dash on there and using the chipotle. It's very spicy, very delicious. Using some lemon juice here, some garlic powder as well.
Now, what is that in the basket there? You have some...
Well, I'm doing a little light cooking here, a little light braising of some broccoli and some cauliflower. This is Phil's favorite vegetable.
So this is all for Phil, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know. It's true. Phil suffers from... I wouldn't...
Phil has... I'll say it. Phil has hypertension. Why? Because he is constantly being leaned on and breathed on by the world that won't let him go, won't give him a minute's peace.
Boy, you sound really personally invested in that, don't you?
I just know how it is. Anyway, so this
has omega oils.
It has omega oils. It has a delicious... It's just a delicious dish. Very healthy. Very low sodium. These salmon fillets here probably contain a total of 9% of one's daily sodium need if one is a, you know, doesn't have hypertension. You don't want to have sodium or salt.
I understand that salt's bad if you have high blood pressure. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, why is that?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but yes, it is.
All right, so now we're going to go ahead and put that on the fire. We're going to put these four salmon on the fire there. I'm already cooking up. You see, we're doing a little bit with mushrooms over here. And this is a quinoa. You see that we're sort of stir-frying some quinoa.
Now, that looks like rice. Is that rice?
No, it isn't. It's quinoa. Oh, okay. What's quinoa? It looks like it's a type of rice.
No, it isn't. It's a wheat. Rice is rice. This is a wheat-based... But quinoa is also something that can be very healthy and beneficial if cooked the proper way. A lot of these quinoa dishes that you find, ladies and gentlemen, in your local grocery store, please don't put your finger in there.
Oh, I just want to... Please don't ever stick your finger into food.
Please don't ever stick your fingers in the food that I'm cooking because I've...
Sorry, God.
Yeah, see, you're filthy. Did you wash your hands?
I did not, no. And I've just been to the toilet.
I'm assuming you wiped.
Of course I wiped.
Oh, my God.
Wash your hands over here, Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
So Ted Bell is going over to wash off his hands because he just stuck his hand right into the middle of the quinoa.
All right, they're washed now. Can I have some?
No. Here's a bowl. Here.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, as you were... Before the pre-show we were doing... And I guess I mentioned before we had to cut and retake. And
which I wish you hadn't said that, but go ahead.
You're drinking a beer.
Yes, I am drinking a beer. That doesn't mean that I drink on the job. I sample much of the wares that we serve here at Ted's of Beverly Hills to ensure that we are delivering only the finest quality cuisine. So this is a very light... This is a California microbrew called Anchor Steam. I enjoy it.
Now, Anchor Steam is kind of a big name now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good beer. And there's a few others over here that we have. This is 805.
Now, that's from the up there in Ventura County.
Yeah, Santa Barbara County. And there's a few others. So,
God. Thanks for that belch.
Oh, I didn't know if that would. I'm sorry.
So, all right. So let's go ahead and...
Right, we're going to start now. We're going to put this salmon on the grill here. Yes.
Now, you're also kind of cooking a bouillabaisse of some kind?
Well, it's a broth. It's a broth that we're steaming the salmon in a little bit before we go ahead and lay it right on that grill.
Now, this is a very busy kitchen here, ladies and gentlemen, Ted's in Beverly Hills, because I demand, and I say this with the greatest of love and respect of all of my employees, I demand excellence. I demand only the very finest in foods, but I also demand the very finest in food servers. And here is Fishbeck. Now, this is your first name or your last name?
No, it's my last name.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you've worked for me for how long?
I've been here 10 years.
Really? How come we've not met before?
I don't know.
Well, and what are people enjoying tonight?
Well, a lot of people...
All right, thanks so much. Getting back now to Chef Chedelia. What are you doing now, Chef Chedelia?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm going to turn this salmon. Now, it'll be 5 minutes on one side. And this is very, very important. 5 minutes on one side, and then flip it and give it 2 minutes tops.
That's only 7 minutes. I understand that fish can be poisonous.
No. This fish will be cooked thoroughly. Believe me when I tell you.
How can we be sure?
Because you're going to have to just trust me. Because if it's undercooked, first of all, you don't get undercooked fish here at Ted's of Beverly Hills, okay? Ain't going to happen.
All right, I didn't mean to piss you off.
So you're not going to get undercooked fish. What you are going to get here at Ted's of Beverly Hills is a damn good meal. Now, this fish should be cooked here for about 5 minutes on one side, then we flip it over.
And 5 minutes on the other side.
No. 1 to 2 minutes tops.
Why wouldn't the cooking times be even?
Because 5 minutes on one side is pretty much cooking it through, and what you're doing with that extra little minute is you're crisping this skin here.
Why don't you take the skin off?
Because I don't feel like taking the skin off. I want it to cook there, and you can peel it off.
Anyway, so then we have... Now, that's the broth. It's beautiful, beautiful broth that's sort of steaming in.
Right. But now we put it back on the grill, and now you've got the beautiful grilling that will take place here. And in the meantime, we have our quinoa over here, and we have... Now, see, we got a problem here. Get the quinoa, Benny.
The quinoa.
Get it? It's going to...
Why aren't you paying more attention?
Because I'm talking to you. That's why. You understand?
All right, good. This is the Chef Carl Chedelia Hour, and is it going to be a full hour? I don't know. We're very busy here tonight at Ted's of Beverly Hills, but Chef Chedelia is with us. Let's go out into the dining area, see what people think about Chef Carl Chedelia's cook. What do you think?
I love it. And
what is your name?
Shirley Green.
Shirley Green?
Shirley Green.
Oh, Shirley Green.
Green.
She said green. Don't you hear too good?
I asked her if she said green.
No. I said Shirley Green.
Okay, Shirley. It's okay. So what do you think?
It's wonderful. I'm always here, Ted. I've been coming here for 15 years, and you still ask me my name, just as you did that food server.
All right. Well, I apologize for that. Thanks very much, folks.
Whatever.
So you see that we have a very happy clientele here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Let's head on into the kitchen now and see how... Oh, there's Chef Chedelia. How are you doing, Chef?
Oh, it's you.
What is that?
No, we're doing very good.
You're on your second beer.
Yes, I am on my second beer. Somebody got a problem with that? I'm on my... All right. Now, here, some of the fish is done. This fillet here is now done. I removed these other fillets so they can go back on. I let this one cook. Now, take a fork and feast. Just feast yourself on that beautiful...
Now, before I take a bite of this, I want people to know it's a gorgeous, beautiful piece of salmon. We've got some green onions on top of it.
Yeah, those are good. There's also a little bit of dill.
Some dill in there.
And over here, you'll see we've, in the bouillabaisse, this broth that we've been cooking it in, there's some red onion and so forth.
All right, I'm about to take a bite of this salmon. I've been looking forward to this all day, Chef, because you know I love your cooking.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I say I love his cooking. I don't really eat his cooking that much, but...
You can tell you're making money with the restaurant, right?
Let's just keep going. Yes, we make a lot of money with the restaurant.
And go ahead and take a bite. Ted Bell is now going to take a bite out of that salmon. Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Yeah. It's yay.
It's great. Okay, is it hot?
Yeah, it is. It's a little hot.
Well, what do you think of the taste?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Why are you stepping away from the...
No, you know what? And I should have warned you. I'm not really...
You're not really what? You're not really a man? You don't really have taste buds?
I know. I'm not a big fish fan.
Not a big fish fan? Last night you said you had lobster tail last night.
I did, yeah. But that's not really a fish. That's a...
It's a fish. It lives underwater. Take another bite.
Yeah.
What a prick. Look, I'm sorry, Chef Tidoli. You know, maybe it's because the salmon...
That's the very finest salmon. Now I gotta beat you. Now I have to beat your ass with a serving tray.
Oh, come on, man.
You are some kind of a...
Oh! Oh! Are you kidding me? Oh! Boy!
Yeah, how's it feel, huh? Don't you ever come in here and take my salmon, stick it in your mouth.
There you go, see? That's why I told you that was a bad name for a call. Salmon Slam. That's Sam Henry Slam Salmon.
You said what?
I said it's a bad name. A bad name for...
Say it again.
It's a bad name to call it Henry Salmon. It sounds like... All I was trying to...
Say. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead.
Ready on the set. The Chef Carl Cedilia Hour. 3, 2, 3, 2, 1, yeah.
God damn it.
Ah! Not the head, not the head!
Yeah, not the head, huh? Ain't the head good?
What a dick, man!
The Chef Carl Cedilia Hour with Ted Bell. Brought to you by the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Executive producer Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved. Podcast One.
No.